Welcome to Nachyomi of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esther Schupp. The extensive prophecy in chapter 48 was directed at Moab, a nation descended from Lot, Avraham Avinu's nephew, born from the incestuous relations he had with his daughter. The Moabites had an entangled and often violent history with Am Yisrael, though they shared ethnic roots and spoke a similar language. In the Torah, we learn that most of their territory on the eastern bank of the Jordan River was taken in the wars with Sihon, king of Aram, and was subsequently conquered by Moshe Rabbeinu, and then settled by the tribes of Reuven, Gad, and half the tribe of Menashe. They still held on to land east of the Dead Sea, but begrudged the arrival of the Israelites coming from Egypt and threatened them with violence. Nor would they let Bnei Israel, their kinfolk, pass through or even purchase food or water on their way to the Promised Land. Furthermore, they commissioned Bilam to invoke a curse on the Israelites and repeatedly tried to harm them physically and spiritually. Consequently, Hashem decreed in Devarim, chapter 23, Lo yavo amoni u'moavi bikal Hashem. An Ammonite or a Moabite shall not enter into the assembly of Hashem. It is likely that the prophecy in chapter 48 was read not only to the people of Yehuda, but was also sent directly to Moab, warning them that the day of reckoning would reach them as it had reached Am Yisrael. Abar Benel suggests that Moab was singled out for Hashem's vengeance for their long and bloody history of terrorizing and oppressing Bnei Yisrael. As this chapter begins, we hear, Lemoav, ko amar Hashem tzvakot Elokei Yisrael, hoi el nevo, kishudada, הובישה נלכדה קרייתיים, הובישה המשגב וחטה. אינו תהילת מואב בחשבון. חשבו עליה רעה, לכו ונחריתנה מגוי, גם מדמן תדומי, אחרייך תלך חרב. Concerning Moab, this is what Hashem of hosts, the God of Israel, says. Woe to Nevo, for it will be devastated. Kiryataim will be captured and disgraced. The fortress will be shattered and dismantled. There is no longer praise for Moab. In Cheshbon they devise evil against her. Come, let us cut her off from nationhood. You too, madmen, will be silenced. The sword will pursue you. Yirmiyahu lists the major and minor cities that will be destroyed in the forthcoming years and begins by citing Nevo, adjacent to Har Nevo, on whose peaks Moshe Rabbeinu could see all the land destined to become home to Am Yisrael. Moshe probably died and was buried on that mountain. Later, Moab had retaken these cities when the Israelite tribes living in Transjordan were exiled, even before the Assyrians conquered the northern kingdom. Now Moab is destined to lose these and the rest of its country, as Yirmiyahu describes the future devastation and the screams arising from her vanquished towns. Moab will be shattered, her young cry out, for on the ascent to Luchit they weep bitterly as they go, and on the descent to Choronaim, cries of distress resound over the destruction. The prophet sounds the alarm as he envisions the unfolding invasions in verses 6 through 7. Nusu mertu nafshechem v'tihiyena ke'aroer b'midbar, kiyan bitchech b'maasayich uve'otzrotayich. גם את תלכדי, ויצא חמוש בגולה, כהניו ושריו יחדיו. Flee, run for your lives, as they become like the ghost town in the desert. Because you trusted in your works and treasures, you too will be captured, and your god Chemosh will go into exile with his priests and officials. Most translations adhere to the Targum, who called the aroar a desert plant lacking all moisture, perhaps a tumbleweed. Rashi predates modern historians, who determined that aroar was a city long since left a pile of ruins 2 centuries before Yirmiyahu's time, and was foretold by the prophets Amos and Yeshayahu. There are records indicating that Moab was allied with the Judean kingdom in rebellion against Egyptian domination of the Middle East, only to be met by punitive attacks. Moab then conspired with Jehoiakim, and later with Zedekiah, in thwarting the Babylonians' expansion. However, when the Babylonians had attacked Judean kingdom, they took advantage of the war and betrayed their ally, annexing territory on the western bank of the Jordan, as they repeatedly tried to do during the era of the Shoftim. Now Yirmiyahu warns Moab that they are next to be colonized, oppressed, and decimated. The prophet describes the call from heaven, cursing the conquerors who failed to complete their destructive mission against Moab in verses 9 through 10. Nu tzitz le Moab, ki natzot tetze ve'area leshamati yena me'en yoshev bahen. Arur osem melechet Hashem rimiya, ve'arur monea harbo midam. According to Rashi, these verses should be interpreted as, give wing to Moab, that she may fly and get away, and her city shall become a desolation without any to dwell therein. Cursed be he who neglects the work of Hashem, and cursed be he who prevents his sword from drawing blood in Moab. But Abarbanel and Malbim notice that at the end of this chapter, Hashem promises that Moab will be restored, and therefore they translate tzitz as a sprout or shoot of grass from which Moab can grow again, provided they flee into exile and leave their cities desolate. The Moabites are doomed to suffer humiliating defeat in waves for their arrogance, as clarified in verses 14 through 15. Uvosh Moav mikmosh, kasher boshu beit Yisrael mibet el miftacham. Ech tomru giborim anachnu, ve'anshei chai la'milchama. Shudad Moav, ve'area ala, u'mifchar bachurav yardu la'tevach, ne'um ha'melech Hashem, tzvakot shmo. Then Moav will be ashamed of Kemosh, as Israel was ashamed when they trusted in Bet-El. How can you say we are warriors, men valiant in battle? Moab has been destroyed and her towns invaded, her finest young men fallen in the slaughter, declares the king. Hashem of hosts is his name. Though their ancestor Lot worshipped the one and only God, the people of Moab soon adopted the religion of the Canaanites. Chemosh was their primary deity, representing a large masculine force. And those who relied on this idol are mocked, as were the Israelites who relied on the golden calf built by Yerovam ben Nevat in Bet-El. After Yerushalayim was burned and the majority taken captive, the stragglers hiding among Moab and Ammon tried to sneak back to their desolate villages and homes, as their Gentile neighbors gleefully mocked them. Thus, in a vengeful litany, Yirmiyahu chronicles the destruction of town after town and celebrates the downfall of audacious pride and immorality, the hallmarks of Moab, who gloated over Israel's suffering, in verses 25 through 26. Nigdea keren Moav, uzro'o nishbera ne'um Hashem. Hashkiruhu ki al Hashem higdil, v'sipek Moav bekiyo, v'hayali schok gamhu. Moab's horn is cut off, her arm is broken, declares Hashem. Make her drunk, for she has defied Hashem. Let Moab wallow in her vomit. Let her also be an object of ridicule. The prophet paints a picture of a proud people, reduced to pathetic refugees. In verses 28 through 30, abandon your towns and dwell among the rocks, you who live in Moab. Be like a dove that makes its nest at the mouth of a cave. We have heard of Moab's pride, how great is her arrogance, of her insolence, her pride, her conceit, and the haughtiness of her heart. I know her insolence, but it is futile, declares Hashem, and her boasts accomplish nothing. As the prophet envisions the devastating future of what had been a flourishing nation, he cannot help but feel some sympathy as he joins Hashem in grieving over the lost lives. Al ken libi lemoav, kachalilim yehime. My heart laments for Moab, like the mournful music of flutes. As he adds a description of Moab's calamity that foreshadows the language of Echa in verses 38 and 39. Al kol gagot Moab, ubil chovoteha, kulo misped, ki shavarti et Moab, ki chli ein chefetz bo, ne'um Hashem. Eichata, helilu, eichefna oref Moab, bosh, vehaya Moab lischok ulimchita lechol svivav. On all the housetops of Moab and in her streets, there is lamentation everywhere, for I have broken Moab like a vessel no one wants, declares Hashem. Oh, she is broken. How they wail. How has Moab turned his back in shame? So shall Moab become a derision and a terror to all who surround. Yirmiyahu warns all the families of man that reliance on false gods will not secure their countries and will lead them to be erased from the annals of history. He emphasizes that Hashem watches over all the nations and holds them accountable for their deeds, but ends this chapter with a promise that Hashem will ultimately save the innocent remnant. Oy lach Moav, avad am kamosh, ki lakhu banayich bashevi, uvnotayich bishivya, v'shavti shvut Moav b'acharit hayamim, ne'um Hashem, ad hena mishpat Moav. Woe to you, Moav! The nation of Kemosh is eradicated. Your sons are taken into exile and your daughters into captivity. Yet I will restore the fortunes of Moab in the latter days, declares Hashem. Here ends the judgment on Moab. The future restoration of Moab may be reward for Zchut Avot, the merits of their ancient ancestors, for no good deed is lost. Though Moab repeatedly hounded Am Yisrael, they also provided refuge for David and his family when he was fleeing his persecutors. You will also recall that Ruth, the matriarch from whom David HaMelech descended, was the jewel that arose from Moab, the defiled nation. Thank you for learning together. Le'ilui Nishmat Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bat Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Bracha's kindness and generosity had no bounds.